Paul, you've been on the treatment table for an awful long time. It must be quite exhilarating getting back and playing again.
If I'm being honest, I'm very, very, very happy. It came out of the blue a little bit. You know, I got the all clear maybe about 3 weeks ago. And then I had a training session, and then I played against Wilson on Monday. And I felt I was ready to play the game, and I did. And I carried on into Saturday, got through 70 minutes, and feel quite strong at the moment. So I'm happy. I'm very, very happy to be back.
What's it been like, though, for you on the bench, so to speak, watching everyone play, knowing that you're not fit?
To be fair, I'm very lucky. I've got a very supportive family. The boys down here have made me feel very welcome. So I've still been coming to the games, and, you know, I owe them a lot, you know, and the respect they've shown me has been great. So, you know, it wasn't towards near the end where I was starting, you know, it hit me for a period where I did start getting a little bit down, and I couldn't see no light at the end of the tunnel. And then it just changed very quickly, and I haven't cut corners throughout my time doing my rehab. So, and I'm paying, you know, I'm feeling the benefits now. So I spent a lot of hours in the gym. You know, I've still got a full-time job, got two kids at home, so I've had a lot on my plate, but I've just about fitted it all in, and it's going okay at the moment.
Because cruciate ligaments is quite a serious injury.
If I'm being honest, I think it was even worse than that. I done my meniscus. I basically, when the surgeon said I'd done the jobs lot, so it was a career threatening injury, and I never doubted myself. I've got a strong body type. I'd like to think I've got a good attitude, and I just wanted to give myself the best opportunity to come back. And if I couldn't come back still, then at least I could have looked in the mirror and said that I've tried my best, and that's what I have done, and at the moment I feel good.
You've got two games under your belt. You mentioned Wealdstone, Dartford as well. You must feel quite confident going into the big FA Cup game against Dagenham and Redbridge.
Since I've had my injury, I was saying to my wife the other day, I've got a bit of a new outlook at looking at football. You know, I used to play every game, you know, and now I just feel happy to be playing. I'm going in, I feel good. My life's very, very settled off the pitch. And it's more of I'm just really looking forward to the game. And that's with every game. That's with every training, because I'm 32 now, and you never know what's around the corner. I started quite well last season for Whitehall, played about the first 8 games, and then, you know, the carpet got pulled underneath my feet very, very quickly. And so now I'm just enjoying every game, yeah.
And the mood in the dressing room must be really high.
We're having a decent season, you know. It isn't even Christmas yet, and we're sitting well in the league. We've gone a great FA Cup run. We beat Dartford at their place on Saturday. We've got competition for places. If we can all pull in the right direction, that's subs, kit men, you know, supporters, players, you name it. If we can all pull in the right direction, then we've got a chance of winning.
And the fan base is, well, second to none, isn't it?
The fan base is, they're unique. They when I first come here, there wasn't that many. And it has been, we can visibly see it when we're sitting, well, when I was sitting in the dugout, that week by week, the numbers seem to grow. And to be fair, the support that they give us is excellent, because I've played at clubs where fans will get on your back quite quickly, and they don't seem to do that here. Honestly, they don't. And, you know, our ground is quite a unique ground as well. So it's very open. There's hills all about, and it's just a nice environment to come and play your football in. I've quite enjoyed it.
Quietly confident of a result on Sunday?
It's very difficult. I've only played in the conference. I played in here for 5 years. I've played in the conference south for 3 years. You know, I don't know much about League Two. Obviously, I've played against teams like Millwall, Carlisle, league teams throughout the years, and there hasn't been a massive difference in standard, I believe. So I don't really know what to expect. All I know is that if we prepare right, then we will give ourselves a good opportunity to win the game.
And finally, one of those that you could be pitted up against is 40-year-old Jamie Cureton, who's a bit of a legend in that sort of league of football.
If I'm honest, I don't know much about the man, but I know the fact that he's 40-plus playing, still playing football, and he is an inspiration. Because I'm 32, and I believe that potentially I could go on for another 4, 5, 6 years. You never know. So if he's doing it, he is an inspiration. You know, I don't know him personally, but just seeing that he's still playing at League Two at that age, no, he's an inspiration, that guy.